maybe people heard a story that was read up a long time ago in the news. Happened in North Dakota, a story of vile depravity, where a man took to a gun and started shooting up the whole damn town. It's a story about a man named Morton Bryce, the disgruntled postal worker. I spent 14 years in the postal service. All that pressure really made me nervous. Delivering mail through the sleet and the snow. There was no one more devoted than me, don't you know? I busted my back for Uncle Sam. My superiors were in grades. They never gave a damn. Well, they spit me out like gum that's overchewed. Now, could you blame me if I came a bit unglued? I'm a disgruntled postal worker. I sorted one too many sacks of mail. Been charged with 27 counts of murder. Can you spare 3 mil? I need to make my bail. I started working across the counter in Grand Forks, North Dakota, selling stamps to the tourists from northern Minnesota. But that sugar beet refinery put a stench in the air. Well, it stuck to my clothes and it stuck to my hair. They said you'd get used to it, but I never did. Now who could blame me if I flipped my lid? I can't remember too much about that warm September day, but the prosecution swears I blew a couple dozen folks away.
Let me hear you now.
I'm a disgruntled postal worker. Assorted one too many sacks of mail. Been charged with 27 counts of murder. Can you spare 3 mil? I need to make my bail. Well, they sent a team of shrinks from Washington, D.C. They's asking funny questions and drawing blood from me. They's trying to figure out why I did what I done. I swear their faces went pale when I told them it was how come it's so hard for everyone to understand? It's like the pulling and the stretching and the breaking of a rubber band. If there's too much weight, well, a bridge would just collapse. And sometimes, like that bridge, a man's mind just snaps. I'm a disgruntled postal worker. Sorted one too many sacks of mail. Been charged with 27 counts of murder. Can you spare 3 mil? I need to make my bail. Can you spare 3 mil? I need to make my bail. I'm disgruntled.
Well, I'll never forget, the first to go was a little lady named Mary Lou. She was a little heavy set, but damn good looking. She used to look over my shoulder and she used to say, Morton, can't you lick them stamps any faster? I say, Mary Lou, I just licking as fast as I can. I said, I'm doing the best I can. And she looked over at me and she said, Morton, I guess your best just ain't good enough. Well, now when a person says your best ain't good enough, what the hell can you do? I had to reach home and I'm a card-carrying member of the NRA, you bet your bottom dollar on that. And I loaded up the truck and all the firearms I could muster, even that old little Daisy BB gun. Up close, it packs a real punch.